quick because I'm not really a public speaker, but I'm with Just Seeds. We're an artist cooperative. We're 26 members in 15 different cities across North America. 22 Americans, 3 Mexicans, myself. And we put together this portfolio. I mean, basically, as a cooperative, we have an online store and we take 45% of the funds and put it back into projects that we do together. There's a couple examples of books that we've put out as a group, and then this is our second portfolio project. Our first one was for the 10th anniversary of Critical Resistance around prisoner justice issues. And for this one, we decided to focus on resource extraction. So each artist worked with a particular organization. And there's a list here of the artists and organizations and more information about the work that each of the organizations are doing over here in the large frame. And part of the goal was to create a body of work that was free and accessible for people on the ground to download. So all of this, all of the images are available in black and white color for download. And for me, it was a good opportunity. I worked with the Indigenous Environmental Network, and particularly with Clayton Thomas Mueller, who I'd seen speak at an organization, I think, or an event that I think that Drew had organized a number of years ago at McGill. And through that, we've developed sort of like a continuing relationship. And that's something that came out of it. A lot of the artists have continued to work with the organizations they kind of linked up with. And that's about it. Hopefully, I feel like maybe something that is more of a question I want to put out to the group, because for me it's been something as a group we've been trying to figure out within Just Seeds how to make it more useful, because each artist gets a copy and then each organization got a copy either to sell or use as a teaching tool. And for the previous portfolio, there was like already a network set up that that was more intermeshed around prisoner justice issues, so it really traveled a lot and was used for events as a teaching tool a lot more than this one has. I mean, this is maybe the 12th or the 14th show of this particular portfolio this year, but the other one really kind of had a bit more momentum, and we were trying to figure out whether it's because people doing work around environmental issues are working in isolation from one another, or it's just kind of a question. The other one seemed to catch on, and the next one that we're working on is around migration issues, and I guess over time, we're just going to see what happens with this body of work that we're trying to create that's there to be used. That's about all I have to say.